This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And here we are. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, looking back at talk radio activity and conversation on news talk stations across the country. As per the research of the trade publication Talkers Magazine, we're looking at the week of October 24th through October 28th, 2016. And if you're wondering where Doug Steffen is, so am I. No, actually, I know where he is. He's in England. He is on vacation, and he'll be back next weekend. And I, who usually am in the co-pilot chair, and Michael Harrison, I will be in the pilot chair and see if I can get us through an interesting hour of conversation about the most discussed topics on news talk stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. And I will be joined, sitting in for me this week, is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, and a man who is very, very intricately involved in the research that goes into creating these charts at Talkers.com. His name is Kevin Casey. And Kevin, thanks for joining us and for jumping out of the heat of the editorial hours at Talkers. Welcome to the Countdown Show.
Thank you, Michael. My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Now, could you give us the 10 most talked about topics of the week, according to the research of Talkers on News Talk Radio in America this week?
Indeed. At number 10 this week, there's a tie. New York Giants cut Josh Brown, along with NFL action and World Series action. At number 9, another tie, Dakota Pipeline protests, tied with the Oregon protesters acquitted. At number 8 this week is the United States-Philippines relations. At number 7, reenlistment bonus case. At number 6, we have a tie, battle versus Islamic State in Mosul, tied with the Syrian civil conflict. At number 5, Russian military buildup. At number 4 on the chart this week, Obamacare premium increases. At number 3, voter fraud tampering issues. Number 2, the congressional races in this election year. And at number 1, not surprisingly, the presidential race.
Yeah, the congressional races are suddenly being talked about because everybody's concerned about what the impact the heads of the tickets are going to have on the, what do they call it, the down ticket?
Down ticket, right.
The
right.
Down ticket. It's like the opening fights in a championship card. Remember they used to call them cards?
Right.
You know, well, the cards have a lot of people, and the concern is whether or not, if in fact one or the other, I'm being as nonpartisan as possible, of the major candidates running for president is going to have an impact on the rest of the field, the conventional wisdom right now. And again, of course, I hate saying that because anything can happen until the people pull the levers. But the conventional wisdom is that Donald Trump is going to lose and Hillary is going to win, and the question being, will her victory help other Democrats running for Congress and for Senate win? Conversely, will Trump, if he loses, bring them down, or will it have no impact? What are you reading out there?
I'm reading everything that you have just said, Michael. I'm hearing opinions all across the board. I'm hearing that that Donald Trump is going to negatively affect because of opinions about him, his personality, etc., that it's going to negatively affect down-ticket Republicans in U.S. House races and U.S. Senate races. I'm hearing that people who are maybe disenfranchised with Donald Trump will maybe then vote for their Republican Republican contestants for Senate or U.S. House, so as to avoid giving a potential Hillary Clinton presidency also control of Congress. So I'm hearing a lot of things, and I don't think that anyone really knows.
Before we take the break, let's go through now the 10 most talked about people on stations such as the one people are listening to now, News Talk Radio across America, according to Talkers. Go for it.
At number 10, Josh Brown. At number 9, Rodrigo Duterte. At number 8 is Paul Ryan. This week at number 7, Rudy Giuliani. At number 6, a tie, Megyn Kelly, Newt Gingrich. At number 5 this week, Vladimir Putin. Number 4, Bill Clinton. Number 3, Barack Obama. And number 2 is Hillary Clinton. Number 1 is Donald Trump.
Thank you, Kevin Casey. Kevin Casey is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, intricately involved in the formulation of these charts every week that I usually go through the list with Doug Steffen. Doug's on vacation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, looking back at the week of October 24 through 28. And we're going to get into more conversation with Kevin Casey about these subjects and more right after this break. I'm Michael Harris. And you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
And it's a Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of October 24th through 28th, 2016. Michael Harrison in the anchor chair today. Doug is on vacation. And joining me from Talkers Magazine is the vice president and executive editor and a man very involved in the organizing of the information that we share on this program and that you can hear about, read about in detail at talkers.com is Kevin Casey. Kevin, in the People Survey at number 10, there's the name Josh Brown. And Josh Brown is a kicker, for those that don't follow football. He's a kicker for the New York Giants. And I've been amazed at how big this controversy has become in the National Football League in terms of his connection to domestic violence and protests over the way the league has either covered it up or not been as forthcoming about it as they might have been. Fill us in a little bit about what's going on with Josh Brown.
Yes, well, Josh Brown is now the ex-place kicker for the New York Giants. The Giants did cut him this week, and And they it's caused a lot of consternation among NFL fans and other people because of the way the league seems to have handled this so inconsistently. And I think one of the big examples that you're hearing from sports fans, especially in the Northeast, is, you know, Tom Brady gets a 4-game suspension for, you know, allegedly underinflated footballs. And the suspension initially meted out against Josh Brown was going to be 1 game for a man who had admitted in writing to abusing his now ex-wife over a long period of time. And the Giants had come under scrutiny because their ownership had said, well, we know there's some abuse, but we don't know to what extent. That's why we didn't, mete out our own punishment against him. And people were, of course, saying, well, it doesn't really matter to what extent abuse is abuse. And you can see how this has been going. And, that's the basic argument that's been going on here, that the NFL does not consistently mete out justice against players.
The New England Patriots look like they've been victims of jealousy or a double standard, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, you probably remember, if you're an NFL fan and you watch games after the whole Ray Rice incident, the former Baltimore Ravens player who basically cold-cocked his wife in an elevator, and it was captured on video. The NFL tried to respond by running a series of public service announcements with players saying, never, not once, ever. These very impactful, powerful public service announcements had run. And yet when this incident, this case happened with Josh Brown, they seemed to do not much of anything about it. And the allegation is that, it was a lot of lip service, but not much more.
It seems that the NFL, without belaboring this, because there's other subjects I want to get onto, but it seems that the NFL is having its hands full with social issues that have nothing to do with sports, that they, because they're so powerful and so big and, such a high-profile entity, they don't seem to be capable of keeping it all together when it comes to handing out justice, policing their rules, and putting a good image out there to the American public. This has been bedeviling them now for years.
It has, and a lot of the blame, critics are blaming Roger Goodell, the current commissioner of the league, and saying that he has not handled these things well at all. In fact, his response, he made a statement while in London for the game that took place there last week, which was very did not have a lot of weight to it, basically saying that, well, the public doesn't know the things we consider when we look at these things. A lot of people said, well, what more do we need to know? We know the case. We know not only the allegations, in this case, the admission by Josh Brown about his abuse of his wife. What do you know that we don't, that you have handled this the way you've handled it? And I think that seems to be a pretty fair accusation.
You know what amazes me, changing subjects, as we look at the different people and the different news stories on our survey this week, and it's been a very interesting week as we get closer to election, was the little brouhaha on the air between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich on Fox News Channel, in which he told her that she's obsessed with sex. And I don't know if you saw it. I saw the exchange, and I thought she handled herself very well. I think Newt Gingrich came across as living in another century, and I don't mean that as a partisan situation. But when we come back from the break, I think I'd like to talk a little bit about the fracturing of the right wing in terms of the new spectrum in terms of conservative politics, conservative politicos, and conservative punditry that the Donald Trump era, and we have definitely been through a period of time that I would categorize as the Donald Trump era, that this has caused. Prior to this, the conservatives all basically were singing the same tune with minor differences. Now the fissures between them are just extraordinary, and we saw that with Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich at number 6 on the People Survey. We're talking with Kevin Casey. I'm Michael Harrison. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues in a moment, and hope that you stick around.
From ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison here for Doug. Doug is taking a vacation this week, so I moved into the anchor chair. And Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is in the, I guess, the color commentary chair. If this were a sports show, he's doing the color. And we're talking about something quite colorful, Kevin, debate, if you'll call it. I love the way they describe it. You know, when you look at the news or you go to YouTube, people who are partisan, they call it a meltdown. I don't think it was a meltdown. I think it was, you know, I expected it to be just absolute, you know, blood and guts, and it wasn't. It was just a disagreement with some harsh words between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich. I thought she got the better of it, but I find in this political season, people see what they want to see. And if you're a Trump fan, whatever is said on behalf of Trump, people believe is right. And if you're a Hillary fan, not that anybody's a fan of either of these, but you know what I mean. And it's kind of funny watching Megyn Kelly in the role of a Trump critic on Fox. Fox is definitely going in different directions, isn't it or they?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's, you know, inside the business, and, you know, frankly, a lot because of this political season, Michael, outside the business as well, too. Usually the kind of thing I'm about to talk about is something that usually only people like us would talk about in the office, but people are wondering what the future of Fox News Channel is going to be like now that Roger Ailes is gone, and we have internal differences between some of the personalities there. And Megyn Kelly is certainly, you know, she had her issues with Donald Trump, you know, in the earlier part of the race. So, the question now is Fox News Channel going to be as stridently, you know, conservative / GOP as it seems to have been over the years? And I'm talking about the shows, not the news angle. Of course, the question now is Megyn Kelly's program a news program, or is hers a talk program? You know, other personalities have said, in fact, Sean Hannity has famously said, you know, I'm not a newsman, I do a talk show on this channel. So in other words, how is it going to, you know, pan out over the next couple of years from a partisan standpoint in the presentation of its content?
Well,
obviously no one knows, but, you know, that was the exchange between Giuliani and Megyn Kelly was very interesting. Now, clearly, Newt Gingrich, excuse me. Newt Gingrich was clearly a surrogate for Donald Trump and was, you know, acting on his behest instead of being a commentator, as he might often be used on the channel.
Megyn Kelly's future at Fox is under not certain at this point, let alone the future of Fox. I mean, I think that her profile has gone through the roof. She is now a household name, which she wasn't before. And I wouldn't be surprised if another network, you know, one of those networks that are still called the mainstream media, you know, one of the TV network news departments picks her up. I've been reading in the tweets coming out of the people at Fox and the people that know Fox. They've been talking something to the tune of $20 million contract for Megyn Kelly. She's like an NFL quarterback now.
That's right.
She's the only one making any money in talk media.
Well, she's right, and, you know, not literally, but figuratively, she takes as many hits as a lot of quarterbacks do, so maybe she deserves the money.
I got to tell you, absolutely, this woman, whether you like her or not, has taken her share of lumps. She has been in the hot seat. And I think that she, again, regardless of her political position, I think Megyn Kelly handles herself with tremendous poise. She's tremendously articulate, and she's quite professional in terms of pulling off the task before her. We're talking with Kevin Casey. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're talking about the top issues on talk radio this week. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug, and Kevin's filling in for me. We've got plenty more coming your way on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I hope you're enjoying it, and welcome aboard if you're just tuning in. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen taking the week off. I think he's in England, widening his horizons, and he'll be back next week. And filling in for me in the color commentary chair is Kevin Casey, who is from Talkers Magazine. He's the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the trade publication that serves talk radio, and you can visit it if you like. If you're listening to this show, you're probably a very, very devoted talk radio fan. And there's lots of information about talk radio and talk television, talk media in general, at talkers.com, where you can also see this list and many more published there for the public and the industry to see. We were going through the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people on talk radio, on radio stations such as the one you're listening to now. And we had the battle between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich. I didn't know quite what to call it on the survey. And that's where we left off before. You had a few more thoughts on the subject, Kevin?
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, Megyn Kelly and what her future is. For folks who maybe weren't here before the break, her contract is coming up, and she is in discussions with Fox to stay with Fox News Channel, and she probably is going to get some offers to go elsewhere. She can't theoretically do that until she gets close to the end of her contract, but, you know, Megyn Kelly has been, front and center at Fox because, first of all, her tete-a-tete, if you will, with Donald Trump earlier in the election cycle. She's made quite a name, and I think that as someone who sits back and analyzes this from a programming standpoint, from an inside-the-industry standpoint, whatever you think of the politics of everyone involved in this, regardless, Megyn Kelly's clearly very smart. She does her job very well, and she is going to be desired either by Fox to stick around or by someone else. And I think that she's, her payday is certainly going to come, and it will be interesting to see how it affects the future of Fox News Channel, because if she does get big dollars to stick around, she's going to be, one of the faces of Fox for some time to come.
No question, and I think she's going to be around whether she's with Fox or anyone. I think that, as I said before, I think that, who knows, maybe even Fox holds her back a little bit because of the need to, follow a certain party line, even though that party line has become vague with the fractionalization of the conservative spectrum there. I think that, Megyn might even be better off if she were at a place that at least purports to be unbiased. I don't know if anything is unbiased today, but there's different brands of bias. I don't even want to call it bias. It's targeting. Have you noticed the media in the 21st century, and it started at the end of the 20th century, the media of all kinds tends to preach to acquire and target a mindset as opposed to truly try to be objective and hope that that attracts people who want objectivity. That there has been this definite change in the landscape, at least per my observation, in the last 25 years. Would you agree?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And, you know, it's interesting that there are people alive today speaking clearly about millennials and even, you know, younger Gen Xers. They don't really remember a time when there was this really serious effort made in the television news game specifically, in the radio news game as well, to be neutral, to be a true news person, to cover the events and do not color it with opinion. That blend took place really before a lot of these people were born, and a lot of folks have never seen that.
Yeah, and don't know that it is an option, and in many cases an ideal. Let's move on to let's talk about the number four story on the top stories, top topics survey this week, and that is Obamacare premium increases. Now, you're in touch all week long with many, many hosts. Many, and if not most of them, are conservative, because that's the breakdown of American News Talk Radio. It does lean conservative. What has the position been out there among conservative radio hosts about the fact that the premiums might go up?
Well, the premiums are definitely going up, Michael. The Obama administration has said as much. They've admitted, they said, yes, and the premiums are going to be going up, and in many cases, double digits. And the bulk of the news talk personalities that I'm in touch with are saying the following, that this is not surprising. In fact, they thought that this was ultimately the goal of the Affordable Care Act by the Obama administration, that these premiums would go up, people would not be happy about it, and that the solution will ultimately be a move to a single-payer system. And that is, you know, if you're a conservative person, that really is the most socialist form of medical care that a nation can have, and they believe that that's where we're headed, and that it was intentional all along.
Hmm.
That's, you know, I guess the conspiracy, if you will, that I'm hearing from a lot of conservative personalities across the country.
Well, it's not that unfathomable that is in fact the case, or the ends justify the means, the proof in the pudding. So, you know, these cliches. If that's what's going to happen, then that's what's going to happen, whether it was planned or not. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was already planned. You know, it's these people on all sides of these issues are strategic and sneaky, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It certainly wouldn't be the first piece of public policy that had, had a design for a future, or something to resolve differently than it did, appeared to be, you know, when it was first put before the public.
Did you hear in the news this week, and I know a lot of people have been talking about it, of course you've heard in the news, it's a leading question, that Trump said, let's just call off the election and declare me president?
Yes.
I think he was kidding. Sometimes he's not kidding, and he says things that are so outrageous that the term now is he walks it back by saying
yeah.
He was kidding. But I think he was kidding when he said that. But I think that he doesn't have a lot of leeway anymore for humor. I find now that no matter what he says, his opponents are going to jump on it. And frankly, when you're going around telling everybody that you think the election is rigged, when even people in your own party are saying that's not a very good thing to be saying for
right.
many, many reasons, and then you say, hey, let's call off the election and declare me the winner, it's not funny. It adds to the fire.
Absolutely, you're right, and it's interesting because what the Trump people will tell you is when Trump was saying, "Oh, the election's rigged," you know, there's no way it's not gonna be fair. And what he's really talking, he's not saying that there are people at all the polling stations who are going to be changing votes. Well, his allegation, is that the media coverage of him, the quote unquote liberal media, which in a lot of people's definition and probably his as well, is a bulk the bulk of the media is clearly for Hillary and against him, and people are not getting fair information because of this, and in that sense, the election is rigged.
You know, it's interesting. The very thing, you know, it's a double-edged sword for Donald Trump. The very thing that put him on the map as a politician, all of this free media coverage that he had when he first declared his candidacy because he was such great copy, if you will, for the media,
yeah.
That put him there. Clearly, the media coverage of him is mostly negative at this point in proportion to Hillary. I will certainly, you can't help but observe that. But the very thing that put him there is now taking away from him. And there's an old saying, we're going to take a quick break, but the old saying is, the media loves to build you up, and then it loves to tear you down. And we're seeing this syndrome playing out in vivid color with Donald Trump. We're talking with Kevin Casey. Kevin Casey is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication in the talk radio world. I'm Michael Harrison. I'm filling in as an anchor today of this week's Talk Radio Countdown show. Doug is on vacation, and Kevin's filling in for me. And we've got plenty more coming your way when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting. Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Okay, let's get back to the Talk Radio Countdown show. We're running out of time, and we're talking with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Kevin is the executive vice president and editor of Talkers and very involved in putting together all of these surveys. Where did we leave off, Kevin? I think you were saying something or I was saying something. I don't remember where we were.
I think we're talking certainly about the Trump and the Trump-Clinton race. And I thought something very – one of the most interesting things I found this week didn't come from a talk show host, but it came from filmmaker Michael Moore. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying that the polls are indicating that this is going to be a slam dunk for Hillary Clinton. And he, of course, who supports Hillary Clinton, has said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. If you people don't – and he's talking to the constituency of you know, liberals and Democrats, saying, if you people think who would possibly vote for Donald Trump, he said, middle America – sees the way their lives have been affected by the economy, and they see Donald Trump as a man who is going to say, attempt to do the things he says he's going to do. And the one example was, he said, Donald Trump went before the Detroit Economic Club, and in which seated were a bunch of executives from the Big Three, and he told them, he said, if you are going to ship, make more of your cars in places like Mexico, I'm going to slap a 35% tariff on your cars. And Michael Moore said, they have never had a presidential candidate look them in the eyes and tell them that. And that sort of thing appeals to the middle Americans who are seeing their wages stagnate or disappear and their jobs disappear. He said, if you don't think that's real, you're going to be real surprised when Donald Trump possibly gets elected and these sorts of things happen. So I found that to be fascinating.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure what Moore means by that. Is he saying a lot more people are going to vote for Trump than you might think? Or is he saying that...
Exactly. What Moore meant by that is, for those of you who can't fathom how someone could vote for a guy like Donald Trump because of the way he perceives him, he says, I'm telling you why. Middle Americans see him as a man who is trying to save their jobs, prevent jobs from going to Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. And that's real to them, even though you might see Donald Trump as simply a guy who makes outrageous comments.
Or outrageous promises. It's very possible. A lot of people feel that if Trump did some of the things that he says, not all of them, but some of the things he said he would do, that would be good. But that a lot of people who are Trump critics are not critics of what he might do. They're critics of the fact that he might not do anything. There's also a school of thought out there that he doesn't even want to be president, and that Mike Pence will be the president if Trump, and he'll just be a guy running around playing golf and sticking the name Trump on things. There's so many different schools of thought on this election, and then there's the one more before I let you get back to your day job, perhaps there'll be violence or revolution. There are actually people out there, and I don't mean to diminish them. I hope they're wrong. I think they're wrong, but I'm not sure. There are people out there who feel that if Hillary gets elected president, that they have reason to suddenly step up their protest to the level of revolution. I hear people saying this, middle-class people, there's going to be a revolution, an armed revolution in this country.
Yes, and I've even heard the term race war used.
Yeah, and to me, none of us have our finger on the pulse of everything, but I just don't see that. I mean, I see a lot of discontent in the country. I see a lot of protest. I see a lot of injustice. I see a lot of problems, but I don't see it on the level of armed insurrection. And that type of a situation, a civil war, a revolution happening, I think this is a very dangerous talk, and I think it's hyperbole, but I do know that there are people that buy into it. And the question is going to be, will it sustain? Will it grow? Will it continue to exist? I mean, we don't have the answer to that. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And just, you know, Michael, the fact that there are people who are saying this says a lot, that there is this sort of anger and concern. And it really does go back to what Michael Moore was implying, which is that the economy is very real for a lot of middle-class Americans that maybe the elites on the coast don't understand or see.
It's a very, very complicated topic. Kevin Casey, the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, thank you so much for joining us and for filling in for me. Doug will be back next week. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by a noted attorney and talk radio personality. He's actually the legal editor of Talkers Magazine, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. We're going to talk a little bit about the hot topics of the week from a legal perspective. That's next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we are joined at this point in the Talk Radio Countdown Show by another colleague of mine and Doug. We share a lot of friends, and the center point of all that is Talkers Magazine for many, many years, in addition to being a college professor at Bentley University and a prolific author and the webmaster of Scamicide.com. Steve Wiseman is a heck of a radio personality, and he's here now to talk about the legal aspects of the top 10 stories and top 10 people that we're discussing here, according to the research of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hey, Steve, I bet you that this whole issue of voter fraud, the potential of it, the possibility of it, or the impossibility of it, are on your radar this week.
Very much so. And, you know, there's a real concern because sometimes perception becomes the reality. And, you know, in this day of the Internet, there's a video that's going around showing voter fraud that occurred during a primary election in Arizona in the Democratic primary. Only one thing wrong with this video. It's totally false. It's totally manufactured. And as a matter of fact, surprise, surprise, it was done in Russia. The voter fraud has occurred in the United States, but it is an exceedingly small number of times in recent years. You don't have, like we used to have, big issues with dead voters voting, the machines being tampered with. And in point of fact, interestingly enough, you know, we talk about wanting to have observers. The Organization of American States, which is kind of like the UN for our hemisphere, always sends election monitors to all elections within the hemisphere. And we think of it, yeah, you know, you need these in Venezuela and wherever. But we also have those observers here in the United States. You know, frankly, as a legal issue, this is outdone. And not, you know, when candidate Trump talks about the evidence of the tampering with the election, it's not there. There is not the evidence. There hasn't been a significant threat. The biggest threat, and frankly, it's kind of interesting, Michael, the thing that scares me is not, you've got a diffuse system. So you've got the machines are not online. They're not going to be able to be tampered with. However, once all that information is gathered, it will be then sent over the internet. And as we saw just a week ago, a distributed denial of service attack, this is where a website gets just overloaded, can shut these websites down for a period. It won't taint the election results, but in theory, someone could do this and delay the reporting.
Wow. And that comes under one of the areas of your expertise, and that's internet fraud, as opposed to voter fraud. I mean, you deal with stuff like that all the time on scamicide.com, which I highly recommend to everybody listening to this. Just visit it. You'll find it a tremendous resource. So that's a huge potential problem growing out of the new problems we've never dealt with before.
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Michael, you know one of my mottos, and you've echoed it when I've said it, things aren't as bad as you think. They are indeed worse. So like this distributed denial of service attack that occurred last Friday, and by the way, it's been tracked down to a bunch of kids. It wasn't Russia disrupting our country, which you either can look at as, thank goodness it wasn't Russia trying to do it, or, oh my God, just a bunch of kids can disrupt commerce for hours upon end. And there were companies like Amazon, there were companies like CNN that were taken down by this. And what happened was the bad guys, they hack into the computers of thousands and thousands of people around the world. Mm. And then they use their computers to flood with information and clog the websites and bring them down. So this was the first time that this was done with computers. It was done by webcams and Internet of Things. So
the Internet of Things. We've got to watch out for that. We're out of time. Steve Weisman, thank you. Again, scamicide.com. Check it out, folks. Steve Weisman, a regular feature here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, Kara Schillen, our producer on the front line. Thanks, Doug. He'll be back next weekend. I'm Michael Harrison. Check out this list and more at talkers.com. I do hope you've enjoyed this installment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.